gotta be very quiet. Molly's sleeping. We don't want to wake her up. Did you ever have one of those nights where you just couldn't get to sleep no matter how hard you tried? Maybe it was because your brain was too busy, or you'd had a bad dream and couldn't get back to sleep, or things looked different in the dark and they kept you awake, or maybe it was just... The toys were just too noisy. Well, that's the kind of night Molly and I had last night. We just couldn't get to sleep. We were tossing and turning and turning and tossing and rolling and rocking and rocking and rolling. Oops, shh, not so loud. Molly really has to get some sleep because last night... We were all tucked in. I'd finished my 10-second tidy. We'd brushed our teeth. I just turned out the light and said goodnight. Goodnight! When all of a sudden... Molly, we can't have a donut now. We've just brushed our teeth. Nighty-night, sweet dreams. But no matter how hard I tried, I just couldn't get to sleep. It's the middle of the night and I can't get to sleep. Why? Shh. Oh. I think I heard something. Molly, did you hear a noise? I know. Just what I was looking for. They say that carrots can help you see in the dark. How do you turn this thing on? Oh, you think I should use a flashlight instead? Oh, good thinking, Molly. Silly me. Hey, there's that noise again. Oh, but where's it coming from? Under the couch? What could possibly be under the couch? Oh, yeah, right.
Dust bunnies.
Sheesh! This I gotta see. There. Oh, it's just me. Hey, look at that. Hey, Molly, check this out. Okay, Molly, can you guess what this is? Oh, wait, let's see. Oh, here we go. Okay, can you? What's that? A dog? Yep, it's a dog. Okay, now, let me see. Oh, how about this one? Yeah, can you guess? A bird? Yep, it's a bird. Pretty neat, huh? Okay, oh, hold on. Oh, I know, okay. Now, this one's a bit harder. Okay, do you see what it is? Can you guess? No, it's not a flower. It's a giraffe, see? Gee, Molly, I'm wide awake. Oh, you too, huh? Yeah, I know. Let's go exploring. Yeah, let's go on a midnight safari. Well, not in the jungle, silly. Through our house. Come on. The dark can be kind of scary, huh, Molly? Are you scared? A little? Well, me too. Sort of. But not really. What's that sound in the dark? It must be a wolf or a dog. Into its eyes you must stare.
I'm sure glad we had our trusty flashlight with us. Hey, look. See, Molly, the light's dancing. Hey, that gives me an idea. Tonight, at Miss Lunette's Dance Academy, we will be darking in the dance. Watch my flashlight dance, Molly. Molly, it's just me. It's okay. But you know what? I think we've had enough exploring. Let's go back to the couch, okay? Okay. Here we are, safe and sound. Now, time to sleep. Yep, nighty night. Oh, don't let the bed bugs bite. Sweet dreams. Molly, are you wide awake, like me? You too? Oh, maybe I'll never fall asleep. I'll be awake for the rest of my life, forever and ever and ever. What am I going to do? Of course, a bedtime story. That's just what we need. Oh, we should have one around here somewhere. Yep. Okay. Let's see. Ooh, this story's called The Sweet Dream Train. Train, oh, this is gonna be good. Hey, Molly, you wait here. I'll be right back. Glasses on. Now, once upon a night, a midnight, a moon night, the train of dreams pulled into Sleepyhead Station. The little engineer called, "All aboard for bed! All aboard!" Hugging their bears and their bottles and their favorite blankets, the Sleepyheads climbed aboard the train of dreams. There was Gemma and Jacob and Granny Garbanzo and Mr. Mustafa with the big mustache. The little engineer blew the whistle and called one last time, "All aboard for bed!" The dream train had a big job to do. What job? To find for each sleepyhead their own special dream. But where? The dream train pulled away on a track of twinkly starbeams, up into the night sky. Up into the starlight. Three times around the moon and all the way past the evening star, and a dream was found, just for Gemma. Down into a night garden, alive with fireflies and bumblebees and tangles of tulips, where a dream was found, just for Jacob. Then the sweet dream train went diving under the ocean, past starfish and seashells and castles of coral, and a dream was found, just for Granny Garbanzo. Then up to the top of a mountain of whipped cream, when the little engineer heard a great big noise, a noise so big it shook the train almost off its tracks. What is that noise? It was Mr. Mustafa. He was snoring so loudly, all the precious dreams got jumbled up. Gemma's dream and Jacob's dream and Granny Garbanzo's dream got all mixed together, like stew. Uh-oh. The sleepyhead started tossing and turning and turning and tossing. Oh, my! This is a midnight emergency. We better get going fast. The train zoomed behind the moon to find a dream for Gemma, then zipped down into the night garden to collect Jacob's dream, and then zapped under the ocean for Granny Garbanzo. Ah, at last, everyone was happy dreaming again. When... Mr. Mustafa snored again. He snored so loudly, the moon dancers tumbled, and the tulips got tied in a knot, and the starfish turned into sharks. That's it. There's only one thing to do. I will find a dream so perfect that Mr. Mustafa will forget to snore. So the little engineer filled the furnace with shooting stars and leftover lightning bolts and sang out, "All aboard for bed!" Past the moon, past Mars, past seven chocolate bars, the train flew faster than a firecracker until at last it reached the secret place. The train stopped. Everything was very quiet. Then she saw it. The most wonderful, magical dream in the whole night sky. Yes, the white pony. The pony dreams are made of. With a toss of his mane and a soft, the white pony came to the dream train. "All aboard for bed!" And right away, Mr. Mustafa stopped his big noisy snores. Who could snore when you had a white pony with flowers in his mane and the softest nose there ever was? Mr. Mustafa dreamt he took all the happy children for moonlit pony rides. Everyone had a ride on the white pony. Even Granny. Even you. Even me. Then the sleepyhead snuggled down to a good night's sleep. All aboard for bed! Sweet Dream Train now boarding on track 40 winks. And the Sweet Dream Train chugged quietly and softly into the midnight sky. The end. And that's the kind of night that Molly and I had. And even though I've been up all night, I'm just beginning my day. And I like to start every new day with a good stretch. energy. I'm full of beans. I'm just full of... Shh. Oh, you're right. Molly's still sleeping. Ooh, it's not very nice to wake up somebody when they're trying to sleep. Hey, let's go outside for a while, huh? Come on. Oh, this is great. Now I don't have to tiptoe around anymore. Yes! Oh, yes! Now I don't have to be really, really quiet. I can talk as loud as I want to! See, I don't have to be really quiet because nobody's going to be sleeping outside. And shh, it's Major Bedhead, and he's asleep. Maybe he had one of those nights too. It's got a parcel. And it's got my name on it. It's a package for me. I don't think I can do this by myself.
Hmm? Time to wake up and sing.
Oh. Granny Garbanzo, Granny! Major Bedhead has a package for me.
Oh, that's nice.
No, but he's sleeping and I can't get it.
Oh, that's not nice. Bedhead really shouldn't be sleeping. After all, he is working, and you're not supposed to fall asleep on the job, are you?
No.
So we should wake him up?
You betcha. Brush away the sleep from your eyes. Open them up, open wide. Wake yourself up, you sleepy head.
Huh? Now what?
You're not awake when you know that you ought to be. We tried to wake you, but you still snore. So up will go Bedhead onto the floor.
Package for Lunette. Special delivery for Lunette. Ooh, there you are. And here you go.
Oh, it's from my Auntie Macassar. Let's see. There's a note. Dear Lunette, this is a picture of me traveling across the Great Gilhooly Desert in my amazing Whoozitmobile. I can travel almost anywhere with this amazing invention, but it is very hard to fit in my suitcase. I have sent you a little something to help you travel in your imagination. With love from your Auntie Macassar. Here you go. Oh, I wonder what it could be. She always sends me the neatest stuff. Okay. Oh, it's a train whistle. Wow, a wooden train whistle. I wonder what it sounds like.
That sounds like a train. Hey, do it again.
Yes. But you can't have a train with just a whistle. You need an engine for the train. A big one that goes chugga 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 chugga. I'm all chugged out. Boy, it's been fun. But this train engine's got to go and have a nap. Phew! Bye-bye.
Bye, Granny. Well, back to work. Hey, I could be the mail train. The Clown Continental. Bye, Lunette. All aboard.
Wake up, sleepyhead. Did you have a good sleep, Molly? Ready for some fun and games, hmm? The alphabet game? Yeah! Okay, the alphabet game. Can you guess the letter of the day? Dare you! Did you say D? That's dandy! Delightful, if I do say so myself. Hey! Who made this big mess? Me? You're right, I did. So, I have to clean it up. We all have to clean up our own mess. Which means it's time for the 10-second tidy! Ready, set, go! What a day! What a night! I mean, we went exploring, I rode on a train, I just cleaned up everything, and oh, I did the letter D! Oh, you know what starts with the letter D, Molly? Dark. Oh, and don't be afraid. Doze starts with the letter D.
Oh, doze. Oh, thanks for stopping by.
Good night. Oh, good day. Oh, and dream, and daffodil, and I can't think of any other words that start with D.
Jumped over the moon.